Preserving History, Promoting Peace, Charity Die on This Moment of Indiana History. A portrait of the Indiana Historical Commission in 1915 shows 8 members in similarly cut suits and a 9th in a broad-rimmed hat, barely peeking above the others' shoulders. Diminutive in stature, Ms. Charity Die was a major force in the state's centennial celebration, producing historical pageants, addressing over 150 civic and school groups, and organizing a statewide letter exchange for school children. Born in Kentucky in 1849, Charity Die moved to Indianapolis, where she was graduated from the normal school and went on to teach in the public schools for 37 years. As an English teacher in Shortridge, the city's first free high school, Die sponsored the student publication The Dawn and established the school's relationship with poet James Whitcomb Riley. An activist for female suffrage and for peace, Die authored a pamphlet urging the observance of Peace Day in Indiana schools on May 18, 1912. Published by the State Department of Education, the effort was part of a growing peace movement in Indiana and across the U.S. Charity Die also edited poetry anthologies and wrote historical nonfiction about the Hoosier State. Some Torchbearers in Indiana was her 1917 tribute to notable female figures in Indiana history. Even more readers became acquainted with Charity Die's byline in the Indianapolis Star, where her Sunday column promised tidbits of Indiana history entertainingly told. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.